This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
As we speak, Chris O'Brien is probably motoring his way to a secret habitat in New Mexico or something like that to continue his writing project with David Perkins, I gather. We might actually hear from him during the course of this episode if he has decent cell phone reception. Otherwise, he'll be lost in a digital haze. That's kind of like a transporter beam that doesn't quite get the information, so you end up at the other end of the connection with the head of a fly. Oh, no, that was a bad science fiction movie.
Or you end up in the wrong time.
Well, that's it, too. Of course, there are a lot of times I'd like to visit, but I'd like to be younger when I get there. So if I go back, like, 50 years, I want to be 50 years younger. Or if I go 50 years in the future, 50 years younger, that would be interesting. I just wonder here with a transporter, it's supposed to duplicate your molecules exactly. But imagine here that it could modify you. So when you are reassembled at the other end of the connection, you've got more hair, you're slimmer, more muscular, you're 20 years younger. You know, you kind of develop yourself and have the transporter computer figure out your ideal personality, not just a duplicate, but something better.
Well, instead of the fountain of youth, you'll have the transporter of youth.
I wonder why Star Trek really hasn't focused on that.
Well, funnily enough, I actually just was wasting some time earlier watching, it was a Star Trek episode involving a classic transporter accident, you know, sent to the wrong time and how do you get back, that kind of thing. They've used that so many times over all the different incarnations.
Well, you know, there's going to be another Star Trek series from CBS called Star Trek, I guess, Discovery, which is a starship that is before the Enterprise, and it will focus on the first officer to be called Number One, and that was a character that appeared first in The Cage, the first Star Trek episode that was made as a pilot, and then it was disassembled as a two-parter when they got the original series cast. Okay, so the woman who plays Nurse Chapel played Number One.
Yes, I remember.
So her character will be the character.
Majel Barrett.
See, that's the character it'll be based on. So it still observes Star Trek, but Star Trek maybe 10 years ahead of the Captain Kirk era. And so the way it's going to work with CBS is that it'll premiere on the network, and then supposedly you will subscribe to CBS All Access. I think outside the U.S. it'll be on Netflix.
Yeah, probably.
Sure. So I wouldn't even try to project the various licensing. But I don't do that kind of thing. The only subscription service I get is Netflix right now. And I moved into a complex which has fairly inexpensive rents, but free internet and free dish network.
Free internet. Can't argue with that, really.
And free dish network. But not completely free. You got paid for the set-top box. So it's free for the service, but to actually get the service, you have to pay $20, $30 a month, which is better than $150 or $200. Now, what I want to ask you about that before we get on with our guests and everything. In Scotland, what kind of TV service do they offer there? Satellite like we have here or what?
Just not too long ago, all there was just the terrestrial TV, normal TV. Then cable started coming in really in the 1980s with satellite, late 80s, I suppose, 90s. Then there was a big, what they call Freeview, this first kind of free digital TV. And nowadays, most TV packages like this, they're bound up with the old, you get your landline phone, your Sky television, whatever, and your internet. All those three are always together: the TV, the internet, the broadband, and your landline at home. And various phone companies and what have you are on the go. But so I would say that you people do have digital set-top boxes, but you don't really need the old dish anymore. I don't think. Well, people do still have dishes put in, but I've never had satellite myself, but I'm just thinking, I'm sure I know people with Sky, which is a satellite company, but they don't have a dish. So it must come, you know, through the cable, as it were, just like through the internet, I suppose.
Well, here, there is probably a dish for Dish Network, but it's at the main office, the clubhouse for this complex, a housing complex. And so everybody has a coax cable here, and that goes through every dwelling. And the same thing with the internet. There's an Ethernet port, at least one in the dwelling, and with a little bit of finagling, I was able to get them to give me four for no extra cost. So there's where we go. In any case, it obviously gives us good reception on Skype. Goggs, have you heard at all this story about the fact that they're getting some kind of signal from space that might have some intelligence?
I read just actually tonight on, you know, the Australian podcast, Mysterious Universe, Micah Hanks, you know, Nick Redfern, people like that quite often write stories there. And it's a great site just to go in and to see who's written what. And I did see one today about it's not a SETI or whoever had actually recorded this signal haven't jumped out saying, you know, this is whatever, but the initial thoughts are that it is definitely not anything random. I can't remember, it comes from one of these quite mundanely named star systems, not one of the, I believe in the, what constellation is it in, Gene?
I'm looking at that right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And it says here, I'm looking at the location here, and I have to keep going. And it's not a very far star system. I think it's 94 light years away. Now, if that's the case, then what we're hearing would be 94 years old.
Yeah.
So that being the case, it's getting more interesting there. Of course, we found an Earth-like planet on one of the stars in Alpha Centauri, which is like 4-some-odd light years away. Now, unless we have warp drive, this is still a deal-breaker, because it'll take many years for us to get there and back. Of course, if the aliens are using subspace, then we get the signal immediately if we develop that technology. And if they have warp drive, well, we mentioned this when we were talking to Mark D'Antonio just a few weeks ago on the PowerCast, that there is a possibility that we have a burgeoning handle on what warp drive might entail. So possibly in the next, I don't know, a few decades, Zefram Cochrane will be able to invent warp drive, be contacted by the Vulcans, and that's all over, folks.
Well, I mean, I think the whole kind of science right now would look at it as being a problem of we just don't even have near the capability to produce enough energy to warp space. The thinking just now is that to physically warp the fabric of space takes just a ridiculous amount of energy.
But now, I understand that the newest development is much less ridiculous.
Yes, I'd heard that too. But what I was going to say, it wasn't that long ago before we didn't know about atomic power. And atomic power compared to other forms of power, even like steam locomotion or something, just not long before, was just a quantum leap. And who's to say that we don't discover another quantum leap in terms of energy generation? And then these kind of calculations before even doing anything might not seem so far-fetched. But I had heard that maybe somebody had streamlined a design, a theory that may not need anywhere near the kind of amounts of energy that were being talked about. But I don't really know any specifics.
We'll have specifics, but not about that. We have Dr. Robert Davis, who works with Experiencer.org, so obviously he does talk to people who've been abducted or had other experiences, but he's also skeptical about the progress being made to figure out what UFOs are, so I think he's speaking my language. Dr. Robert Davis with Gox Mackay and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Just want to remind your neighbors that we have a special feature of the show called the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. And what we offer is the commercial-free version of this show. We offer the After the Paracast podcast. We offer show transcripts, videos, a few intro chapters of And My Dog Sing Chopin from Ray Stanford and Chris O'Brien. More features are coming. low subscription rates. And by the way, we got this deal which might be expired by now. I have a copy of the Gray Barker reprint of The Case for the UFO, the M.K. Jessup book, the annotated version, the Varro edition, as in great condition. If you subscribe to the Paracast Plus for a lifetime, you're the first one to order, and let us know if you want to order, we get you that. Also have a complete collection, or almost complete collection, of the Fantastic Universe sci-fi pulp magazine from the 1950s. That's also going to go to the first taker. Otherwise, we have free ebooks for me and Chris. So what can you lose? Plus DrParacast.com. Dr. Robert Davis is someone who's been in and around the UFO field for a while. He's with Experiencers.org, which is the Edgar Mitchell organization. And we'll talk to him about that. He's also author of a recent book called The UFO Phenomenon, Should I Believe? And we'll want to know about that. And he's given me permission, Dr. Davis, to call him Bob. So, Bob, welcome to the PowerCast. I know you're a listener, so you know the routine. Tell us about your background and what led you into the UFO field.
Well, Gene, thank you very much for inviting me on your show. I've been a long-time listener. For some reason, I've always been interested in the phenomenon, like millions of others. I'm not entirely sure why. But what really sparked my interest is when my wife and I observed two orange orbs in Sedona, Arizona, back in 2012. And one appeared, round, orange, and then a second one either emerged from it or from behind it. They both remained stationary for a period of time and then eventually winked out. From that moment on, I decided to commit my thoughts, opinions, etc., on paper, and that evolved into the book. From that, I appeared on many radio shows, members of the Dr. Edgar Mitchell Foundation for Research into Extraterrestrial Encounters. Extraterrestrial is a term I do not like, but we'll use it anyway. They invited me to be a member of the board of directors and research team of this relatively new foundation, and we have undertaken a very intensive research program trying to better understand the nature of the phenomenon. But briefly, I did receive a doctorate in neuroscience from The Ohio State University and have been a researcher for numerous years. Thus, I try to maintain an objective opinion about this phenomenon, and I'm not going to draw any firm conclusions during our discussion because I have none.
Now, that's an interesting thing here, Bob, because when we had someone representing the foundation maybe a year or two back, I kind of ragged on them for using the word extraterrestrial. I don't know if you remember that particular show. And they didn't change it because nobody listens to me. That's perfectly normal. My wife doesn't listen to me. My son doesn't listen to me. My dog certainly doesn't listen to me. So why should any organization listen to me?
We have a lot in common, apparently. Yes, Ray Hernandez, who's a member, certainly, of the Free Foundation, was on your show. And he's really the brains of the operation and does a remarkable job leading the charge, so to speak, and directing our progress. I do not like the term extraterrestrial. Coincidentally, over the past few days, members of our board of directors have been debating about an alternative term to extraterrestrial because there's no clear consensus or confirming evidence that this phenomenon is extraterrestrial in nature. It may be. It may be certainly reflective of numerous types of phenomena, just not entirely.
The thing I want to emphasize here is I kind of think that at the early stages, back to the days of Major Donald Kehoe, that they settled on ET as a process of elimination. Well, it exhibits advanced characteristics of flight. We can't seem to keep up with it. Therefore, it's doing things our craft can't do. It seems to be real. It seems to be solid. It seems to be metallic. Therefore, it must be ET, a process of elimination. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I certainly understand why they labeled the phenomena using that term. It is understandable. At that time, when the term was applied and stuck through the decades, we did not have a better grasp of the phenomenon, which does have some aspects of the paranormal involved, psychic phenomena of some type. And certainly theories in quantum physics have emerged that attempt to also explain the nature of the phenomenon. So as we learn more about the phenomenon, it becomes less apparent that it is extraterrestrial entirely in nature, although it may be. But if we go back to statements from Jacques Vallée and Alan Hynek and John Mack, among a few others, it's certainly beyond a complex phenomenon that's not only physical in nature, but has a so-called psychic component to it. And we'll hopefully address that issue, because some of the results from our research do clearly indicate that. And we're certainly, again, not alone in that regard, as other researchers have came to that same conclusion.
Okay, so let's look at this now. If someone says to you, Bob, I think UFOs are ET, obviously extraterrestrial, and those involved in the disclosure movement kind of say, well, we know they're extraterrestrial, let's just have the government confirm it for us, and we can just sit back and relax. So if you're confronted with this, I think they're ET. We have to do a break in about a minute and 10, so just let you know. What do you say? We can cover this in this segment and the next. What argument do you pose to them specifically? We can go into detail here, that indicates there is more to it than just ET from Alpha Centauri or somewhere.
Well, where's the data that provides irrefutable evidence that it is ET? It's a speculation, despite the contention by many leading ufologists who firmly believe it is ET in nature. And that's what turns me off to ufology in general, among other many things. But the conclusions drawn are made oftentimes on the basis of limited evidence that clearly indicates the nature and origin of this phenomenon, of which we, in my mind, have no firm clue. There's certainly more questions than answers than anything else, and we don't know, of course, the origin of it. But it's almost by process of elimination that it is ET, which is why many people regard it as that in nature, for lack of a better understanding of alternative possibilities, of which we are becoming now more familiar with, and thus extra-dimensional, psychocultural hypotheses, psychic phenomena, or an aberration of the mind itself, all combined, among other theories, might be applicable towards explaining the theory.
The book is called The UFO Phenomenon, from Robert Davis, Ph.D. More to come with Gene and guest co-host Gogs Mackay. You're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
The guest co-host is Gogs Mackay. Chris O'Brien is on the road somewhere. If he is near a decent cellular connection, which isn't always certain out there in the wilderness, he'll call in. Robert Davis, PhD, author of the UFO phenomenon. And as you see, he's not an ET believer. So let's specifically look at this. State some characteristics about UFOs that create the doubt about ET.
Well, I don't dispel the possibility that some aspect of the phenomenon could be from another solar system. We simply can't make any firm conclusion, however, of what the nature of it is. I'm an agnostic, therefore, regarding the phenomenon. After looking at the evidence objectively, I can't commit either to a belief or a non-belief that they're controlled by something that's non-earthly in origin. I don't know, despite, again, the contention of many that they do know. I don't see any firm evidence of that. But obviously their behavior, their kinematic behavior, defies logical explanation. They mitigate laws of inertia and gravity. They have physical effects on individuals as well as psychologic effects. And thus, because of the way in which they do not ascribe to current scientific principles, people consider it to represent an advanced civilization, and that's understandable. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean, again, that they are light years away from Earth and are coming here for whatever purpose. Again, that may be the case. But I'm not going to stick my neck on the line and say that definitively is. There are many other plausible explanations that might account for the phenomenon, which in my mind is real. And that's the only thing I can say with absolute conviction. This phenomenon is real. The obvious question is the underlying who, what, and why is associated with the phenomenon, and for which I believe we do not have a clue. Again, despite the contention by many researchers in the field that they do. and continuing to focus on the retrospective analysis of prior events, like the obvious Roswell and Rendlesham, Phoenix Lights, the famous abduction cases, among other noted, well-researched events from the past, we're not going to further our understanding of this enigma. And yet, I find it interesting. It's more appealing than watching the political debates on CNN. I enjoy it. But in terms of advancing our understanding of the phenomenon, which should be of paramount importance to the mainstream scientific community, which it unfortunately is not, and which should be engaged more in terms of proper research by ufology organizations, which it is not, we have an associated complex situation which represents a phenomenon that has potential for having significant implications on a personal and societal level that, again, is unfortunately largely ignored, poorly approached.
Hi, Bob. Goggs here. Yeah, I just wanted to come in here and quickly kind of ask you, did you ever have any kind of second thoughts about, you know, giving your name publicly to anything to do with abduction or UFO research, considering that, you know, you could have had a just straight ahead academic career in neuroscience? And, you know, why do you feel able to, or maybe it's easy to ask you why you feel able to be open that you're interested in the subject, but why do you think there's to such resistance in academia to not investigate the subject? Because it's one of the subjects that we could investigate relatively so cheaply, and the payoff could be so big, you think, well, what's the harm in doing it? So to me, when you're preaching to the converted here in terms of, you know, myself and Jean are in total agreement with virtually everything you've said, and I still can't figure out why the scientific community, why far more people at least won't give it a look, and maybe not even stray into abductions or anything that's too kind of edgy, but even just to, let's, you know, guarantee that we're looking at objects that are created machines that are defying our known laws of physics, etc. So why do you think science still has this reluctance to get involved?
Well, yeah, there are obvious issues at hand. One, obviously, is the fear of ridicule by colleagues. John Mack knew that all too well, who had a fight for tenure with the administration of Harvard University for his atypical viewpoints regarding alien abductions, which he eventually believed to be real in nature. Of course, people in academia need to try to get tenure. Thus, they need to publish. There are no scientific refereed journals that will accept any papers on UFO-related topics. Thus, it's an area of research that doesn't have any payoff, let's say, in that regard, in terms of advancement within academia. Plus, research that has been done in the past has yielded limited, if any, success. And thus, they may view that lack of conclusive results as the foundation by which research is not worthy of investigation. So, and many regard it obviously as a new age movement, a pseudoscience in general, and that's not consistent with their educational background. But I think that the ridicule factor is at the forefront, although there obviously are several academicians, scholars, and, you know, worldwide who are very much engaged in this. We have members on free, such as Rudy Shield, the executive director, who's a leading physicist and runs the astrophysics lab at Harvard University. John Climo, noted psychologist, Dean Radin, who I spoke to recently about the term extraterrestrial, and I guess he doesn't like it either, who obviously is an authority in parapsychology and related topics. The point is, there are obviously many scientists, both present and past, who have been engaged in research, but it's too few in number. And that's one major reason why the current state of affairs in ufology is begging for an overhaul, in my mind. Yet, let me emphasize that I commend all researchers who have spent considerable time and effort trying to understand this phenomenon, and associated organizations who have that same goal. But unless we reestablish some kind of unified governance structure with defined goals and objectives to also recruit qualified scientists from multidisciplinary areas to engage in a type of research that may not be successful, but at least the attempt should be made, to try to devise a paradigm, a protocol, using current scientific principles and hopefully new ones to be established, which I think are required to better understand this phenomenon. We're not going to make any advancements in the field. And look at the past several decades. What have we learned? We have learned a great deal. There's no question about it, but it was scratching the surface. And we all want the answer, and we're never going to get the answer by continually focusing on issues associated with Roswell and other retrospective events, which are very interesting, intriguing, stimulating. I enjoy listening to it, reading books on it. There's a lot of nonsense out there, obviously, as well as a lot of sense, and the public at large find it difficult to decipher who and what to believe. And that adds another lack of credibility to ufology.
We've got more to come with Dr. Robert Davis, author of The UFO Phenomenon. And as you see, he's pointing to other possibilities, and I have a few questions for him once he gets past this discussion with Gogs Mackay, our guest co-host. You're in
the podcast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Our guest, Robert Davis, PhD, we call him Bob, author of the UFO Phenomenon, and we had to do the break, Bob. I interrupted you on your presentation. Would you like to go on before I ask you a fly in the ointment question, okay?
Oh, no, go ahead. Please proceed.
Okay, fly in the ointment. Now, this week, by the way, originally, we were going to have James Carrey on, who is a former international director of MUFON, author of the Rosetta Deception, and the forthcoming book, The Roswell Deception, and he'll be on in 2 weeks. But in the meantime, Bob, I don't know if you've followed what Carry On has to say, but he says the ghost rockets of World War II and after, that was kind of a psyops operation where they were kind of fooling or spooking the Russians, and it wasn't really real. And that there is an Office of Strategic Deception that was created that may also be involved with Roswell. It was a deception. There was never a crash ship there. It was all done in the interest of war games, psychological effects during the Cold War. I don't know. Have you heard about this theory?
Yeah, and it relates to the MyLab phenomenon, the abductions that are being conducted by let's say earthly individuals for whatever means, and that may very well be the case. It may have been initiated back in the 40s, persisted throughout time, and for whatever reason, who knows? And you know something? I don't care. It's interesting, however, to contemplate, but the point is, it doesn't get at the heart of the matter, and that's where I'm coming from. Let's stop with the retrospective analysis. Let's stop exploring past events, which get us nowhere. Let's stop on this trying to figure out what presidents know about UFOs, so, you know, the historical examination of specific cases, et cetera. And we need to be prospective. We need to focus our attention there. One way in doing so, I think, is what Free is doing, among what other researchers, too few in number, have attempted in the past. And if anything, from our research, and eventually we'll get into some of the data, if anything, we're not going to have any answers. We may be able to provide some keen insights that go way above and beyond what we're going to learn about figuring out anything from the Disclosure Project, which is important and very interesting, and I commend those who initiated it, like Greer and Bassett. But nevertheless, we need to try to stimulate interest on the part of the mainstream scientific community to consider this an important concern. And the only way to do this is to generate research in as best a way as possible at the present time, which is not easy to do because there is so a lot of issues concerning the validity and the reliability of the methodology that presents issues in terms of formulating concrete conclusions. But nevertheless, we'll attempt to submit our research in refereed scientific journals to at the very least wake up the scientific community to hopefully stimulate their interest, making them more aware of the phenomenon so that they can possibly build upon our research. Eventually, who knows when, more understanding about the associated who, what, and whys of the phenomena may be realized or not. But I can, you know, too much is discussed about the past. Interesting, yes. We learned something, yes. But it's more entertainment as far as I'm concerned than anything else. We're not going to achieve the essential objective, which I just stated. And we need to overhaul ufology. We truly do. How that can be done, no clue. Maybe it's not possible. I'm willing to lead the charge, whatever my two cents is worth.
Let's say we're putting the whole of ufology into the washing machine. We're pulling it out. We're getting rid of all the crap. We're no longer looking at these tired old same cases and looking at the same way. As we hang it out in the washing line or whatever, what ideally would you like the new ufology to look like, and how would it be different from the past?
That's an excellent question. I do address that to some extent in my book. Obviously, we have to begin from the top down, try to unify existing organizations worldwide, especially the more credible ones, and try to provide a uniform umbrella, so to speak, where all information or evidence is shared, all databases are shared. There's one spokesperson with an associated team of established leaders across many disciplines who can develop protocol by which we can develop research goals, as well as goals to help inform the scientific community and humanity at large about the importance of this phenomenon, as well as grantsmen who can try, at the very least, to generate funds to maintain this approach. Easier, obviously, said than done. But the main thing here is to not only provide for a competent governance structure, but to recruit appropriate scientists from a wide range of disciplines, from biology, physics, sociology, psychology, philosophy, religion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to focus attention on this, develop theories, methodological protocols in many different ways so that we have ongoing research in different ways, not only necessarily with experiences or individuals who claim to have upfront and personal contact with UFOs and non-human intelligent beings, of which there are, of course, many, but in other ways, too, in terms of quantum physics, the theoretical nature of this controversial area might lend some insight into what might be going on in terms of dimensional aspects of the phenomenon, as well as paranormal life matters that seem to be also interrelated with this. And we might be looking at a phenomenon that certainly is not just a nuts and bolts craft from Proxima Centauri or wherever, but we may be looking at a phenomenon of which UFOs is just one component part of many. One spoke on a wheel. Maybe they are interrelated with other types of phenomenon, like near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences, intuition, ESP, other paranormal, parapsychological, etc. types of phenomena, because we see hints of this in our data, and other researchers have obviously noted this in the past from Jacques Vallée, and even Alan Hynek as well.
Let me throw one thing here, and we can continue our discussion on that basis. Now, one of our occasional guests on the show, and used to be a forum regular, although lately he's been very busy, and that's Red Pill Junkie, a guy named Miguel from Mexico. And he wrote a theory that we featured in the Paracast newsletter where he shows the comparison between UFO abductions and near-death experiences. Not necessarily unique, but he made a very credible case. In fact, I asked for a guest editorial of maybe 1,000 words or so, and he came up with something many times that, like a large book chapter. And this is an area of focus that has to be considered. The other one is where we go back to the fact that we have these organizations that will come out if you have a sighting. MUFON will send its star team or somebody to talk to you. And the problem has always been, although they claim to be doing better now, the problem has been that when they come out, they're looking at the event as a singular entity into itself. This is the event. Let's figure out what happened. Not, well, let's look at the witness. What happened to the witness? Did they have something happen before the UFO, after the UFO, family histories, personal histories? Let's talk about the witness, and can we integrate that? Can we separate UFOs and other psychic events, so-called, from the percipient? And that's a question which I'd like you to focus on because you've done experience or research, and we want to get into more of that in the next segment. Remember to check out theparacast.com for the Paracast Plus. This is Neighbors, the absolute best way, other than donations, of course, to support the work of the Paracast. Gogs Mackay is our guest co-host. Robert Davis is here. More to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.